Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 this is your boy Deacon Trancy Odom live from the hottest Block Talk radio show. It's the Barbershop. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is having a best day. Hope everybody went and got that word this morning. If you didn't, it's okay, but you can always pick up your Bible, your phone, your tablet, and you can read for yourself. Again, this is your boy Deacon Trancy Odom. Not going to be for you before you long. Forgive me, we was going to do Facebook Live tonight, but due to some technical difficulties on my MacBook, we won't be able to do it live, so forgive me, but hopefully we'll have everything situated by next weekend. Oh, that's Christmas weekend. We might have to do something on Saturday or something during the week at this Christmas coming up. We still might be able to do something. I don't know yet. Let the Lord do what it do. Before we get started, let's go ahead and go into prayer. Like I said, we're not going to be before you long. Still trying to work on my MacBook, see what the issues are. Let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the activities of our limb. God, we thank you for your grace and mercy. God, without you, we are nothing. God, we thank you for being our shepherd. God, we thank you for being our lawyer, our teacher, our doctor, our lawyer. God, we just thank you for being you. If you don't do anything else for us, God, you have done enough. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind. God, we want you to bless that. Bless Durham, North Carolina. God, found out they had 7 people killed within 2 days. God, comfort those families that lost a loved one over the weekend. Even on the dangerous highway, God, give them traveling mercy. God, even the one that's traveling by plane, train, however they're going, give them traveling mercy. God, but we're asking you to touch those families that lost a loved one as we speak, loved one today, period, and the past. side. We just want you to show them and comfort them and let them know that you're there for them. You will not put too much on them that they can't bear. With that being said, in Jesus' name, we pray, amen. Well, good evening again. This is your boy, Deacon Chauncey Odom, live from the barbershop. Well, I hope everyone's having a good weekend. You know, my weekend was great. Even though we had all the rain and it was kind of cool, you know, my weekend was, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. To the people who haven't went to go see Creed 2, go check it out. It's a good movie. Real good movie. But if you haven't seen one, go look at one first and you'll really enjoy it. Again, welcome. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to come share your Sunday with little old me. And I thank you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for the support. What we're talking about today is, let's talk about it. We're talking about relationship and friendship. We have been talking about this since August and September. You know, the year is almost over, and we got two new topics that we're going to get into beginning of the year, courtship and marriage. Yep, courtship and marriage. So, you know, to all the single folks, the married couples, you know, ones who are engaged, even the ones who are dating, you know, listen in. It's going to be interesting. You know, we're going to let God have his way, let God do what he do, and we're just going to sit back and we're going to enjoy it. To get you caught up to date when I was talking about relationship and friendship, the main key to having a relationship and a friendship is Jesus himself. You have to have a relationship with him first before you can have any other relationship with a coworker, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, children, family, neighbors, with anyone. You have to have that relationship with God first. Because if God will always show us and guide us the right way, he won't stray us to the left, he won't stray us to the right. He's just going to keep us on the narrow, straight path. But when it comes to this, you have to have, you know, let God guide you on who is for you and who's not for you. Now, if you have the gift of discernment, that's cool. Then you'll know. You know, like I said several times, you know, my dad told me, when my car breaks down, you'll find out who your real friends are. And, you know, today my pastor was talking about that, too. You know, he was like, we call everybody our friend, but the ones that are praying for, not everybody's praying for us to be successful. There's a lot of people that's praying for us to fall. You know, the enemy is going to attack us. He's going to try to destroy our relationship with God. You know, just like Adam and Eve, he tried to destroy their relationship with God. You know, the enemy is going to attack, and he's going to try to stop your relationship with anyone you come in contact. Even, like I said, he's going to try to break your relationship with God. You know, that's something that we have to stand firm on, that we're not going to let no one, nobody come between our relationship with God, not even your kids, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whomever. You're not supposed to let no one come between your relationship with God, because, you know, all of us have done a lot of things that wasn't pleasing to his eyes. But, you know, he still loves us. He still kept us, you know. And we're going to go through some things, you know, but we still have to have that strong relationship with him. You know, I'm like my pastor was talking the other day. We did just finished up on the series, I'm Thankful. And he was talking about the valley experience. You know, we all is going to go through that valley of experience. You know, that's when you will know who your real friends are, when you go through that experience. You'll truly know. If they there for you, do it. They're going to come through it with you. But, you know, like I said, not everybody is for us. That's why you have to build your relationship with God in order to know who's for you and who's not. You know, you can feed them with a long silver spoon. You can love them from a distance. But we have to be careful who we call friends. You know, it's the same way in a family. You know, you got family members that would do you wrong, stab you in the back, smile in your face, like the song by the OJ's, Backstab. I didn't, as growing up, I didn't believe that family members would be so cruel to do those things to you. And, you know, my daughter's grandfather told me that, you know, he said, be careful because your family will do it to you quicker than your friends or your coworkers or neighbors. And it's so true. But, you know, they still found we can love them from a distance, you know. But, like I said, just because they're family don't mean we don't have to be careful what we tell them, what we do around them. Because, you know, you could tell a story this way. About time it get to that person or come back to you, it's something told 20 different times. There's nothing like you said from the first time. You know, like I said, we got to be careful who we say our friends. You know, not everybody is our friend. Not everybody. You know, you can have associates and, you know, things like that, but not everybody will be your friend. Not everybody is going to like you. You know, you could be successful and people are going to still not like you. But you can't let that stop you. Just like I said, even with your relationship with God, you can't let no one come between you and God. You can't. It's sad to say. But, you know, when you walk in this walk with Christ, not everybody's going to be able to go with you. There's going to be some family members, some true friends that you're going to have to leave behind in order to go to that next level. You know, build your relationship with God first and build an encounter relationship with Him with, you know, He's your friend. We know we can call on our friends and some of them won't be there, some of them will be there. True facts. We all done been there when we called on somebody and they wasn't there. You know, I can remember when I was married, I worked at a job for 6 years and I met a lot of people. But only two guys that I felt comfortable with, that I can break bread with, that I can invite them to my house. Because you just can't let anybody and everybody come to your house. You know that. Like I said, some people could be sitting there scoping your house out. They already know your work schedule. Don't think they can't make a phone call. Oh, yeah. They ain't home. They got this and they got that. They got this and they got that. And you can come home one day, your house done been broke into, and you're trying to figure out who, you know, what happened. And, you know, like I said, you can't let everybody come into your house. But people carry demonic spirits. You might not believe them, but they're true, and they're real. So you have to be careful who you let come in. You got to be careful who you come in contact with. You know, we know how people act. They'll sit there, smile, grin, want, you know, get to know you, da da da. And next thing you know, soon something goes wrong. Just like if you walk in a Christian walk, first time you do something wrong, hey, I told you they won't say. I told them, look at them. Yeah, they're doing it. I saw them doing this the other night. But we gotta understand it's about having a relationship with God first and foremost. You know, everybody said the key to a good relationship is communication. Yeah, that's part of it, but the key to a relationship, a successful and healthy relationship, is you have to have that relationship with God first. And everything else will fall into place. That's just my opinion. You know, some people might beg to differ, say, well, no, communication is the key. No, to me, God is the key. But God will give you the the answers to everything that you're going through, every life situation, every trial and tribulation. God will give those things to you in order for you to be successful. We got to have him. We got to trust him. We got to believe him. You know, I know we humans, we sometimes, our faith wavers. That's understandable. But don't let it get to the point where it wavers, that it just falls there and you just, oh, well, you know. You got to dust yourself off and keep it moving. You know, like I said, well, you know, relationship. You know, you have to have that strong relationship even with your family. Like I said, but it's going to be times someone in your family is going to take you to that edge. You know, I just can't deal with them, not today. Not that you don't love them, but you already know how they act. You already know when they get around each other, you know what's going to happen, just like in friendship. You know, you just got to know who you can roll with, who you can trust. You know, you can tell by the way they carry themselves. You'll know if you got the gift of discernment, you'll pick up on it. Same like spirits connect. Your spirit feeling, that spirit, oh, wait a minute, something ain't right. Let me step back. But then you got to be careful, too, when somebody says, well, they ain't hitting no Kool-Aid. Me and them, blah, 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 this, and we, blah, blah, we done had it out. Just because you two done had it out don't mean that we can't be friends. But you still have to be cautious. You know, you could tell me all day long, they ain't no good, apply to this. You know, you could just be telling me this because you know that person caught on to your mess that you was running game. So you're going to put the blame on the other person and try to keep you from them, knowing they might even think, well, they might hear, oh, I got to break that up. You know, it's just like when when we have friends. You know, if you're single and everybody else you've been, you know, hang around, they in a relationship, then somebody come along in your life and all of a sudden y'all start hitting it off, they get mad and upset. Now, if they was your real friends and they know you met someone, they should be happy for you. They wouldn't get mad and upset all of a sudden now you starting a date when they already dating. Why do that? If you know what your friend done been through ups and downs in a relationship, and all of a sudden they meet someone and y'all, you know, he or she introduced you to that person they involved, just got involved with, and you see how they treat that person, why would you get mad? That's something I haven't understood yet, but you know, like my grandma said, everything's not meant for us to understand at that moment. We should be happy. It's just like when someone get a promotion. Why should we be mad because they got a promotion? Why should we be mad because they got a new car or a new house? Real friends don't do that. Real friends gonna stand with you and they gonna push you and bring the best out of you. They're not going to tear you down. They might tell you, you know, something that you've done wrong. We all know we have someone who told us that we was wrong, them chewed in our behind. And deep down inside, we know we were wrong. Oh, I want to hear this, man. I ain't got time for this. But then when you get behind them closed doors, you know what they was like. But the whole why they were doing it, out of love. You know? Out of love. It's just like being in a relationship. You got to be there to support each other. And that's why I keep saying, build that relationship with God and you will know. You will know if that's the right person. God will let you know if that's the right person. You know, we wonder why we get in rough relationships and they don't last. You know, to me, because we didn't build our relationship with God. You know, if you trust and believe in God, he'll bring that person to you. He'll show them to you. And they go, you know, forgive me, ladies, if you listen, Proverbs 18:22. why do women always come out they looking? You're not supposed to be looking. You're supposed to be presenting yourself to be found. You know, and we both, men and women, have to know our worth. We just can't take anything and everything. Oh, because you just want to be in a relationship. If you want to be in a successful and healthy relationship, you build your relationship with God and just wait. You know, like it always, you know, like it told me, you know, two hurt people hurt each other. Until you fully heal, until you fully forgave that person, then you, that relationship you're going into is not going to work because you still got that baggage. You know, you can't take the old look into a new relationship. I'm speaking from experience. You know, like I told you guys, I don't bite my tongue. I'm very transparent for the things that I've went through. I can be able to talk about it. I can be able to help minister to somebody who's going through. And, you know, just like I said plenty of times, you know, we have to tell our testimony. And be that one thing that person might need, that needs to hear before they commit suicide or before they take an overdose. We never know. We never know what a person is going through. That's why I encourage people to tell your testimony. That's why I encourage people, you know, to build your relationship with God. Because he's one that knows us from the beginning to the end. He knows every string of hair on our head. He knew us before we was even born. Because he created all things. That's why I encourage you to build your relationship with God. That way, you know, sometimes we put ourselves in situations to go through bad things when we know deep down inside that's not right. But we do it anyway. And like I said, we both, men and women, have to know our worth. Stop selling for less. Stop selling because you lonely. Because you need somebody, really? You got Jesus. He's been there with you through thick and thin. Every little, like Bobby Brown said, every little step I take, that's the same way Jesus is with us. He's right there every step we take. He's been right there. He's been there for us. Like I said, when you're going through, you got to be careful, you know, who you tell your business to. You know, we have to be careful. You know, I asked the question, do people know they're acting in a demonic spirit or not? Some do and some don't. That's why you have to build that relationship with God. Get that aim, and that gift of discernment would tell you. You know, some people don't believe, some people just on this face are just to be mean as the devil. But you got some people that's very kind hearted, but broken, men and women. That's why you have to have that relationship with God and let God mend your broken heart. Like that song said, make me over. Well, go to God and say, look, I need you. I'm tired of being sick and tired of living like this. There's nothing wrong with giving your life to Christ. Nothing wrong with walking on the winning team. But like I said before, I said it on Facebook plenty of times, this walk with Christ ain't easy. Like they say, some God didn't bring me this far to leave me. No one told me the road was going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Believe me, it's not going to be easy. But you know what? It's worth it. Oh, it's worth it. Yeah, you're going to take some bruises. You're going to take some punches. You're going to get some scars. You're going to get slapped upside the head. But at the end of the day, when you done came through that valley to the and see that light, you can sit back and say, you know what? I thank God for that. Because we all going to have that valley experience. Don't think because you ain't going to never go through nothing. Like someone told me, you ain't never been through nothing? Keep living. Keep living. Might not get you today, might not get you tomorrow. But eventually, you're going to go through something. Before you leave the face of this earth, you will. We all going to have a storm. Some of us have had several storms. But you know what? If you know God and have that relationship with Him, that's only making you stronger. It's only making you strong. We wonder why we have bad relationships, bad marriages, you know, because the things that we'll go through is not just for us. It's to encourage and help someone else that's going through right now or just stuck in a storm and don't know where to turn to. The devil is busy. He going to do his part, but we have to do our part too. Let him know that you're not scared of him. Don't be afraid. That's all he ain't doing over blowing hot smoke. That's all. Because he know his time is limited. So what he trying to do is get everybody he can to come follow him. That's his job. Seek, kill, and destroy. That's what he do. In relationships, friendships, that's what he do. But the key to having a successful and healthy relationship and friendship is you have to have a relationship with God. To sum it up, that's the foundation to a successful relationship, a successful friendship, a successful courtship, and a successful marriage. You've got to have God in it. So if you don't, you're going to bump heads. Bump heads, punch. You know, who wants to be in a relationship where you got to fight or fuss all the time? That's not healthy. Not healthy at all. Not saying that we're not going to agree to disagree, but when it comes to putting your finger in each other's faces, pushing each other, calling each other names, man, that's not working. Because if a person hits you the first time, lo and behold, I pray that he don't hit you the second time. But you better be prepared. But sometimes that first one can be your last. But if you don't stop them from hitting you the first go around, believe me, they're going to keep trying. And it ain't working. It's not worth it being in a relationship where you got to hit each other. It's not worth it. So again, I encourage you all to build your relationship with God. You know, have a friendship with Him as well. Sit down and talk to Him. He's right there. He's right there beside you. He's right there in front of you. Wherever you need to sit down and talk to Him, carry on a conversation. Like I said, God knows everything that goes on, but you know, He wants us to come to Him. And just sit down and talk to him. That's it. He want to know how we doing. And don't be afraid to call out his name. Don't. Build your relationship with God. And that relationship will be strong with Jesus. And your friendship will be strong. This is your boy Deacon Chauncey Owen. This is the hottest Block Talk radio show. The Barber Shop, and I wish everyone a prosperous week. Get you some rest and joy. We'll talk to you soon. This is your boy. Peace. We out of here.